Now the beloved goddess of light speaks her heart to us. We ask our beloved I Am Presence to love her and bless her, give every possible assistance through us, and hold obedience in our outer activities. Beloved of our hearts, tonight I trust I may bring to you certain knowledge of the blue ray, the fiery Christ blue lightning flame that has to be used at a certain time for the consuming of frightfully destructive conditions that are, to some degree, everywhere in every nation of the world. Tonight, when you begin to understand what the fiery Christ blue lightning is and what it means and what it can do, I want you to realize that when we use the blue ray of the cosmic victorious Christ, it automatically carries with it its own legions of eternal protection. The cosmic angels from the great central sun of fiery Christ blue lightning protection come always whenever the blue ray is projected. These legions always flood down on each side of it and hold limitless fiery Christ love and control in the atmosphere about it, wherever the blue ray is used. Now we use the blue ray to shatter apart our focus of destruction that has refused the light for a long time. So destructive activities that have been held in certain portions of the earth, sometimes down through the centuries, must be consumed. And they must be consumed by conscious direction of the purifying activities of the blue ray and the violet consuming flame from the temples of the Ascended Masters octave that are the temples of the sacred fire power. Now, the concentration of these various activities of the sacred fire and the cosmic light in our Ascended Master temples are terrific to behold from the outer intellectual consciousness of mankind. Mankind would be almost motionless could you see and watch for some little time the constant flow of that blue flame and blue ray from the temples of the sacred fire in the Ascended Master's octave. You just gasp with the terrific power that is within it. And you would be not only encouraged, but you would feel the safety that comes in and around a condition wherein we have to draw this to purify something that has been destructive for centuries. Try to feel that when it is necessary to shatter apart destructive conditions that have been generated for centuries, it is imperative that the fiery Christ from the great central sun project down onto the earth these activities of the cosmic light and the cosmic sacred fire. Many times these are in the atmosphere of earth, blazing forth where mankind does not understand at all where they are. But this you can always be assured of. Whenever we are using anything of the blue flame or the blue ray as it passes through the atmosphere of earth, it cannot do anything destructive to anything that is constructive. It is always the protection, the purifying protection and control around everything that is constructive, because it is our Ascended Master consciousness, which is immortal purity, immortal freedom, and immortal control of all manifestation. In the warring conditions of the world, where mankind's hate is generating such destruction day after day and hour after hour, many times it becomes necessary to cover the whole locality, sometimes at night, with a flash of our blue ray to keep it from expanding into other activities, other nations, to keep on expanding more. When we have locked, so to speak, certain destructive forces within the blue ray until they are annihilated, then there always follows the violet consuming flames, purifying love to illumine the minds of the people, purify the conditions and the powers of nature, and help to raise as many life streams as possible out of the clutches of terrible destructive activities. The powers of nature must have the use of our blue flame and blue ray in order to be purified enough to fulfill the divine plan of supplying mankind with food and the things that you use in the powers of nature to create your modern civilization or to sustain it. We have watched a long time mankind's frightful misuse of life. And dear hearts, if you ever saw it like we do from the inner standpoint, were you to stand in the atmosphere of Earth and see what mankind does with the life and the energy and the substance that is placed in this world to fulfill the divine plan, could you see that just once? If you did not know of the use of the sacred fire and cosmic light to correct these conditions, you would not have any courage to go on. You would feel absolutely hopeless as you watch mankind's misuse of the blessings of life. If you could not see at the same time the great light rays that come forth and hold certain conditions from expanding until they are purified. Now, we have gone on century after century calling this sacred fire of our love from our temples of the sacred fire and drawing these activities into outer physical conditions in order to sustain that which is constructive. Otherwise, mankind could not make conscious effort to go forward and fulfill the divine plan. Now we come to your assistance through your calls. Whenever you see terrible destructive conditions, don't waste time criticizing or condemning them. Just use every opportunity as a reminder to call forth, first of all, to your beloved I Am Presence, and then to the great central sun and all the ascended masters and cosmic beings who direct the great central sun's fiery Christ, blue lightning flame, and blue lightning ray, because there is a flame that flashes lightning, just the same as the atmosphere. There is a blue flame and a blue lightning flame. Now this is the Christ, the cosmic Christ, from the great central sun. It cannot, never did, and never will produce anything destructive around that which is of the light, that which is constructive. But when it enters in to the filthy conditions mankind has generated, when that lightning goes in there, it simply consumes and closes in upon it, consumes it, and keeps on consuming it until the focus of its concentration has been consumed, then that which is around it can be much more quickly consumed by the violet consuming flame. These activities are no figment of anybody's imagination. And if it comes to the necessity of forcing mankind to see some of these activities in order to make human beings stop creating war, then there may come the cosmic illumination and the cosmic command for certain manifestations to come into the atmosphere of Earth that force mankind to behold these interactions of the sacred fire that are master over every world in existence and over all systems of worlds. These powers of the sacred fire, for which we call and that are in our center master octave, are the great cosmic law of the great central sun's creation of worlds and systems of worlds. And the almighty fiery Christ, blue lightning flame and blue flame presence of the angelic host, I assure you, this is the mightiest love in all creation that consumes mankind's creation of evil. This is the great central sun's love, forgiveness, and mercy to life that shuts off the further expansion of evil in order to stop the suffering of the unfortunate life streams who have created that evil. At a certain point, the cosmic law takes command and shuts off mankind's further opportunity to build more and more destruction. Our assistance from the inner standpoint is to keep flashing this, just like you see a flash of lightning in the sky. As it comes down into the earth, it consumes everything in its pathway that is unlike itself. When our flames come forth from our temples of the sacred fire, try to remember, we have created those temples of the sacred fire by our love of our life. And that flame has been drawn from the great central sun, intensified, expanded, and held there for many cycles of time. When we do this, is that we reach into the great cosmic layer, so to speak, of the sacred fire around the great central sun. And as you turn your attention to it, and we make the call for that concentration to come into our temples of the sacred fire, our love to the great central sun draws that flame in and around our temples. And then, as that is sustained and continued to expand, it fills the Ascetic Master's octave, which is above the atmosphere of Earth. This is the source to which you can turn your attention and ask for our concentration of this fiery Christ, blue lightning flame, and blue flame presence to be drawn into a physical condition and sustained until purification takes place. When we do this, there comes forth from the great central sun the great command for mankind's evil to cease to be. Now, when it comes to a certain locality, then that comes under the conscious direction of one or more of the ascended masters, who are the guarding presence of that locality and who have worked many centuries to help purify conditions and return mankind to the divine way to live life. When we call forth into the physical conditions of the physical world what we know is going to consume the evil, then I assure you, there is an action of the cosmic law that drops around that condition, a wall of blue flame of terrific force from the great central sun. And then the blue ray or the blue lightning flame consumes from within that the human creation mankind has generated. I bring this to your attention so that you will make the call that when you see terribly destructive conditions, or you are aware of them in other nations of the world, especially the war localities of the world, you will make the call to your beloved I Am Presence, to us and to the great central sun, to blaze the cosmic Christ wall of blue flame around that whole warring condition, and then blaze within that, keep that sustained and keep blazing within it, whatever we know consumes that war as quickly as possible. We have to consume many of these conditions around individuals who are producing the destruction. That comes always from the call of the higher mental body of each life stream who is caught in that destructive activity. Now we come to the mighty miracles and victories of the forgiveness of the cosmic law. When the great beings in the great central sun, who have watched the earth for eons of time, decide to shut off any further suffering of mankind's experiences, when that cycle closes, then this blue ray and blue flame must come into physical conditions to force the purification that keeps destruction from expanding. Now, you can have this same activity in a lesser degree around conditions that sometimes you are personally in contact with. When you know people are not doing what's right, and they are deliberately, intentionally planning more destruction, call to the beloved mighty I Am Presence of every life stream concerned with that, and then to the set of masters and cosmic beings and to the great central sun to blaze in and around that condition whatever wall of blue flame in the cosmic fiery Christ blue lightning control is necessary to keep those destructive conditions from being generated or increased or held to destroy something that is of light. We have to do this in many, many places all over the world in order to control to a certain degree destructive activities mankind is constantly increasing, constantly inventing and misusing the powers of nature in this continued effort to expand war and destroy and destroy and destroy. You, whenever this comes to your attention, can make the call for the great central sun's wall of blue flame to drop around a destructive condition and hold it there till it is consumed from the universe forever. If you will make the call, we will have many, many, many opportunities to keep destructive conditions of your modern civilization from expanding in business activities, in government, and sometimes in people's homes, sometimes in the social world, many times in your political world. You can do this in your educational world, and I bring this to your attention so that if you will make the call to consume the frightful filth and destruction that has been imposed on the younger generation through this hippie suggestion, we can lock not only their plans, but their energy into this wall of blue flame with the command that it intensify and expand and close in upon their human creation until it is consumed. And this keeps those destructive activities from expanding into your civilization and destroying that which is part of the fulfillment of the divine plan. When the divine plan contains the blessings of modern civilization, to make living easier and more successful and happier for mankind. And then those who are caught in the clutches of the sinister force continually destroy what many other life streams have made very great effort to create and sustain as a civilization. There comes the time when the destructive forces and individuals who are caught within them must be bound within the cosmic wall of blue flame, and that wall must close in upon them until they stop their destruction. I bring this to you as a solution of much of this destruction within your city, and that is nothing on earth but the criminal, insane hypnotism of the sinister force. It's a mass accumulation of mankind's selfishness and defiance to the divine way to live life. Now we come with a cosmic power to shut off mankind's further creation of anything that's going to interfere with the fulfillment of the divine plan to raise the earth and mankind into the ascension. Everything we do to shut off evil is to consume the filth and the evil, that it may be replaced by our love and our sacred fire power to raise more life streams into the ascension. We work for the ascension. Now, sinister force does nothing but destroy and desecrate the creations mankind has brought forth in a civilization to produce happiness and perfection and the fulfillment of the divine plan. So that which is the fulfillment of the divine plan must have protection by the ascended masters and by each one's life stream. The call of your own beloved mighty I Am presence to protect everything that is constructive in your daily life, your daily use of things of the outer world. Be grateful and keep calling for whatever great central suns, fiery Christ, blue lightning protection is necessary to sustain all the blessings of your modern civilization. Sustain the convenience and the blessings of your travel, of your daily living, of your homes, and your use of the blessings of the powers of nature and forces of the elements. I bring this to your attention because mankind takes for granted so many things in this world, and not one wave of love and gratitude goes up to the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of the life streams who perhaps have spent many years creating and producing things in your modern civilization that bless you all and that are constructive. Therefore, if you will send forth the love and gratitude for every convenience you have in the modern civilization, it will enable us to hold protection of the things that bless you and that will make your living easier, regardless of the disaster that takes place in outer world conditions, in the channels where destruction is generated, where the people themselves are so selfish that they do not care how much they misuse the blessings of nature or the blessings of someone else's life stream. The selfishness, the doubt, and the fear, when they are combined, make the sinister force. That is the sinister force. So when we want to cut you free from its destructive conditions of the outer world, we must have your love and gratitude to your mighty I Am presence and to every particle of life that has created something that makes your living easier, that blesses you, gives you your convenience, and sustains what is constructive in your world to help fulfill the divine plan. Because there's a fulfillment of the divine plan for the modern civilization, just the same as there is for you individually in the victory of the ascension. Because the civilization itself must be purified and raised into the ascended master's octave. I bring this to your attention for many reasons. Every time you are grateful to your mighty I Am Presence or the Ascended Host for the blessings life has bestowed upon you or that you are privileged to use in outer world conditions, every time you are grateful for that, your mighty I Am Presence and higher mental body can expand the light within you and through you and around you. And that means it releases its power of constructive action into your outer physical affairs for you to use to fulfill the divine plan for your prosperity, your protection, and enable you to have victory over the physical conditions of lack and limitation in the outer world. Mankind could not experience poverty, nor disappointment, nor failure if there were enough love and gratitude every day to go back to the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host for everything good that has been placed in this world. If everything that is constructive, if mankind were grateful for it and kept pouring forth that love and blessing to it, it would protect it. Destructive forces couldn't use it. But mankind forgets to be grateful. And that is what makes poverty, limitation, failure, distress, and destruction that ultimately accumulates as war. Now, since the use of the blue lightning flame and the blue ray and the blue flame presence and the blue flame legions of the great central sun's fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, since that is my specialty and my service at the present time, I shall appreciate every call you make for this to be lowered in and around you into your own conditions so that we can keep you insulated from many destructive conditions in the physical world that otherwise cause failure and poverty and disaster and prevent your victory. We have limitless legions of the sacred fires, blue lightning power without limit, to come in and around conditions that need protection. We have limitless power to draw this fiery Christ, blue lightning flame, and blue flame presence, and the blue lightning legions from the Ascended Master's octave. We have limitless legions that we can call into the physical world when mankind understands the action of the law and is grateful enough for the blessings that have already been created here, so that we may bring more and at the same time hold protection for that which is constructive everywhere. If mankind will not use the blessings that are here constructively, why should we give more? Mankind has been blessed beyond any sense of reason or comprehension of the intellect. There have been blessings on this earth beyond mankind's understanding. They have been held throughout the centuries. They are beautiful beyond description. They are wholly divine. They're invincibly, eternally pure. And we have held them in abeyance because mankind will misuse them if we bring them at this time into outer conditions. But when the conditions are purified and mankind becomes aware of the greater light and perfection of the incoming golden age, then we can lower many of these blessings into your outer use for your convenience, because we have transportation. We have means of communication. We have means of precipitation that are magnificent beyond words to describe and can just as well be drawn here as to act and be used in the Ascended Master's octave. But the cosmic law does not permit us to lower them into your use unless there is love and gratitude in the outer self for all the good that is here and the willingness to use every power of your life stream to protect and purify and keep purified the blessings that bless you and which you must use every day to fulfill the divine plan. This is part of the great divine creation of the universe. And the love and gratitude from unascended beings to the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host for all the blessings that have been drawn into outer world conditions will automatically draw those blessings into the outer use of the personal self. I just bring this to your attention because if you will call for the protection of everything that is right and constructive in your modern civilization, not only for yourselves, but protect it, that it may survive and be sustained, it will automatically draw in and around you our heart's flame and love to give you what you need to sustain you, to protect you, and to give you the power to fulfill the divine plan that takes you and those you contact into the ascension. There's a divine way by which everything of the greater activities of the universe can be drawn into the physical world for the use of individuals embodied here when those individuals will reach up and understand what effort life blazes forth to create something wonderful, sustain it, and expand it and protect it so mankind may have it for use now and in centuries to come. Therefore, the supply of that which is constructive in the future, my dear ones, depends on the love you're going to give to your mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host for the protection of that which is constructive here now. So your supply of the future depends on your love and gratitude that we may take up and amplify back to you as a supply in the future. And we want you to have supply. Thank you so much. I want you to be seated, please. Now, there's another phase of this, and it concerns healing. We have unlimited ways and means of purifying and healing every condition on this earth. If the cosmic law permitted us to draw this into our physical conditions at the present time, therefore, when you need healing, or you wish to draw it forth for others, begin always with your calling on the law of forgiveness for whatever produced the discord, and then call forth whatever fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying love we know forgives the condition, dissolves and consumes it, lets the vital flame move into outer conditions, purify and protect your bodies and the mind and the feeling and the atmosphere about you, and let the perfection of your mighty I Am Presence come in to those parts of the body that need healing. If you call for the great central suns, mightiest fiery Christ, blue lightning, healing love, and ask that everything in your being and world be filled with that, surrounded by it, protected by it, held invincibly victorious, and forever expands its perfection without limit. If you will ask for this, we will be happy to expand it and anchor it in and around you so every person under this radiation can have every assistance possible to perfect your bodies, your minds, your feeling, your affairs, and hold you protected within that while you render your service through your decrees and your outer world activities to save your nation, and through the nation prevent greater destruction in the world by war. We want you to have all the blessings in the universe, and we have them to give. We don't have to wait for you to ask for them. We know what you need. But the outer self must be trained to understand what the sacred fire is, what the cosmic law demands in the way of purification of outer world conditions, so the individual may be filled with what we know makes the individual victorious over the outer world. You have no idea how much of the discord and limitation in your own beings and worlds does not belong to you. And I don't say this to flatter you at all. But when you understand that you have been through many, many, many embodiments, hundreds and sometimes thousands, and in almost, well, not all of them, but so many of them, you have been in war. And in every war that has been imposed upon you, some of the destructive forces of the sinister force, the destructive creations that are generated through war. So if you will make your call now for whatever great central sun, fiery Christ, blue lightning force, blue lightning flame, blue lightning presence, blue lightning legions, blue lightning angels, almighty purifying loves, almighty control of all in existence. We will release it into and around you, and as it goes forth to correct conditions of the outer world, it will automatically fill you with whatever you require to purify and perfect and harmonize and protect your minds, your bodies, your feeding, and your daily activities in outer world channels that will give you very great joy and blessed ones. It will make you victorious. It will make you successful in anything and everything that you want to do. Enough of our great central sun, fiery Christ, blue lightning love, our fiery Christ, blue lightning flame, and fiery Christ, blue lightning healing angels. My dear ones, our love can do anything that is necessary in this world to overcome anything that mankind has created of imperfection. And I want you to feel the mastery which will come within you when you fill yourselves with the fiery Christ, blue lightning love that we know annihilates and prevents everything that is not the divine plan fulfilled, prevents everything that is not our love in your beings and worlds, prevents everything that is not our love in outer world conditions, and gives you the open door to draw our mastery here. Fill yourselves with it, blaze it into every condition of the outer world, and live above the appearance world in which mankind creates evil, and you stay within our love, our octave of light above that, and draw here into these conditions the fiery Christ blue lightning love that has made us master over everything in this world. And if you fill yourselves with it, it'll make you master over everything in your world just the same as it did us. And then together we can draw more of it into the outer world conditions till purification takes place for eternity. There are limitless legions of healing angels who can use that blue flame love with such force. It can bring every human being on this planet to his or her knees. I know what that is. I healed and healed and healed for 500 years before my ascension, before my experience with a sinister force. I know what that power is, and I want you to have it. I want to draw it in and around you. I want you to be its victory, and I want you to be protected so nothing of the sinister force can ever touch you or impose upon you its destruction or what it intends to try to interfere with the fulfillment of the divine plan, whether it be your ascension or the nation or the world, matters not. I am here to give the divinest love in all creation that is master over everything forever throughout infinity wherever you go. That fiery Christ, blue lightning flame and love, the violet consuming flames love, is master everywhere. And if you just remember it, and draw it in and around yourselves and into everything in the outer world. Use it, use it, use it to do everything you need to do. No matter what it is you have to accomplish in the physical, just know you are accomplishing it by the fiery Christ, blue lightning love of the great simple sun and the violet consuming flame loves freedom from all human distress. And go on and recognize it as the great central sun's love and its perfection of manifestation that controls everything throughout infinite space. It controls all systems of worlds. It controls everything in the powers of nature and forces of the elements. And it'll control everything in you if you want our sacred fire loves, fiery Christ, blue lightning flame, and blue flame presence to come in and around you and hold there everything our love can give till it has purified everything within and around you, protects you, expands our victory through you, and enables you to hold command in conditions around you as it enabled us to hold command. So I clothe you in my miracle mantle and my armor of such fiery Christ blue lightning love as shall illumine everything wherever you go if you will use it and draw it in and around you and then clothe all that is constructive that you know needs protection. Ask this to unfold that condition or individual and hold the protection by our fiery Christ, blue lightning, love and purity and peace and blue flame victory with which nothing human ever argues. I want you to know what this power is. I want you to use it. I want to enfold you in it. I want you to feel its power, and I want you to know that it makes you master over everything human. Whether it be within yourself or outside, matters not. If you use it to master conditions around you, automatically it will master conditions within you. And if you will call it, I will release it without any limit whatsoever if you wish it to be used now in outer world conditions wherever you abide. And if you will love to use it, I will love to give it, and together we shall compel the purification that awakens mankind and safeguards the nation until the world is purified enough for peace to once again hold command. We enfold you in the mightiest love from the heart of creation, and his fiery Christ blue lightning presence is ever within and around you. And his legions of the angelic host will abide with you and never leave you until this world and all upon it are ascended and free. I clothe you in the love that is all I have to give. My love that set me free, I offer to you to set you free. And I clothe you in the miracle mantle of his fiery Christ, blue lightning presence, and victory to protect you and give you the power to help set the rest of life free as we want to set you free. So go forward and use it to help purify and free your nation and the world. Don't lose an opportunity to just call it forth and then go on your way and let the great cosmic love purify mankind more quickly as you bring our love here to put an end to mankind's shadows of distress. We clothe you in victory for all eternity, and may its fiery Christ, blue lightning presence illumine everything you contact and show you our way of life for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved, precious goddess of light, thank you for your presence with us tonight. Thank you for every bit of love you have poured to us. Now we ask you to make us its victory, and wherever we abide, blaze it without reservation for this world and all upon it are free forever. We thank you. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such fiery Christ, blue lightning, sacred fire, love from the great central sun, that wherever we go, it becomes an eternal part of the earth, and human creation is compelled to cease to be forever. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know makes us the victory of that blue flame presence. And see, we give no quarter to human creation any longer. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings who have guarded us through the centuries. Now blaze through us what guards our nation and guards the world against discord forever. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the untread flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the mightiest fiery Christ, blue lighting, purifying love of eternity, blaze it everywhere that we go and make an eternal part of the earth till all in this world are purified, ascended, and free forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved, mighty, I'm presence, all the ascetic hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever fiery Christ, blue lightning force, and blue lightning flame, and blue lightning presence and legions of indestructible purifying love, blaze it without reservation for the purity, freedom, protection of our nation, and peace to the earth for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, to this world and all upon it are ascended and free forever. We thank thee.